This week's cold weather has finally ended across a big part of the eastern U.S., but it was nippy this morning with temperature extremes down into the upper teens as far south as east central Georgia. And a number of other locations in the deep south reported freezes. In fact, all areas have frozen except the Gulf Coast region over the last two nights. And we are through with the coldest conditions now. In fact, even early next week when the next surge of cold air comes around, it is not expected to be quite as potent and not reach as far to the south as what we've seen this week. So that's the best news. Winter is still going to be off in the distance for a while. There are no major snow events slated for the Midwest either. It still looks as though the majority of the late season harvest progress across the Midwest will be able to advance relatively well. Now, with that said, there is still a storm system slated for the heart of the Midwest as we go into this coming weekend. The conditions will deteriorate somewhat tomorrow afternoon as we get involved with an increasing wind and perhaps a few rain showers. Most of this will evolve late in the day tomorrow. The majority of the precipitation is not expected to be very well organized or very significant until we get into Saturday and Sunday. But the winds will be increasing. Tomorrow afternoon, the wind speeds will probably be sustained in the 15 to 25 mile per hour range with gusts to 35. And as we go through tomorrow night into Saturday morning, the wind speeds might be just a little bit greater with 20 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds and gusts maybe 30 to 40. The increasing amount of atmospheric moisture that will come with these winds will take place so that the showers and thunderstorms become a little bit more numerous across parts of the Midwest as we move from Saturday into Sunday. The winds will become less intense as we get into Sunday, but there will still be this region of precipitation that will interfere with field work for over these 2 days. We'll expect to see colder air move into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we move from Saturday night into Sunday, and it'll be cold enough in some of the eastern portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota to change precipitation over to snow. The accumulations will be light, maybe running 1 to 3 inches, but it will also be blown around by an increasing northerly wind that will likely reduce visibilities and cause some travel issues. Most of the snow in the northwestern Corn Belt will not get any further south than the Iowa border, and it looks like the winds will also stay mostly confined to the Great Lakes region and the upper Midwest. Those are the cold northerly winds that are expected on Sunday. The entire precipitation event and cooler temperature bias will likely continue on into a Sunday night, but by Monday morning we should see the precipitation ending, the winds lightening up, and the prospects for precipitation becoming rather minimal for the rest of next week. We will expect to see better harvest conditions resuming again rather quickly as we get into Tuesday, and will continue favorable probably into the latter part of next week. Another period of warming and some increasing wind will be possible at the end of next week and into the following weekend, setting the stage for maybe one more opportunity for precipitation beginning the 22nd and continuing into the 23rd of this month. Temperatures are expected to get a lot warmer ahead of the storm system coming up this weekend. High temperatures Friday and Saturday, maybe Sunday as well, will be in the 50s and 60s, with some 70-degree readings in the lower parts of the Midwest, and we'll expect that warmth to abate fairly quickly as we move into next week, with temperatures returning to a more seasonable range. Temperatures today and tomorrow will likely be mostly in the 40s and 50s across the heart of the Midwest, and we'll expect lows at night to run mostly in the 20s and 30s, with some colder weather early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.